I thank you, Almighty God. Lord, I just thank you for the privilege to be able to stand before your peoples this morning. Lord, I ask you to speak to me and through me. Father, I pray that you anoint every ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to them. Anoint every ear to hear, Lord, that they can hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to them. Father, touch their heart, anoint every heart that they can receive the word of God. In Jesus' name I do pray. Thank God and amen. All right, then what we're going to be talking about this morning, can God provide? Can God provide? I want you to know God can. Can God provide? I want you to know God can provide. God can make a way out of no way. God can do whatever he like. Whatever area that's lacking in your life, if you got the faith to believe it, if you can just mix what you hear as you read and study the word of God, if you can mix that with faith, you can receive what God has for you. He want to supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Don't be a doubter. Don't let the enemy come in and bring doubt in your heart and in your mind. If you can believe it, if you can stand fast, hold fast on the promise of God, you can receive what he has for you. I want you to know, look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, God can provide. Come on, one more time. Neighbor, God can provide. God has provided and made provision for you and I. So if we can mix faith with God, with the word of God, let's go to the book of Psalm 78. Turn there with me and let's just see what happened to the children of Israel. How they responded as they heard the word of God. Look at the word of God over in the book of Psalm. Psalm 78, let's start at verse number 12 reading. Hallelujah. If you got it, so praise the Lord. I know this high tech, these tablets and the cell phone, it don't take you long to get there. But watch what it says right here. In Psalm 78, verses 12, marvelous things did he in the sight of their father, in the land of Egypt, in the field of Zoan. Verse 13, he divided the sea and caused them to pass through, and he made the water to stand as in heap. In the daytime also he led them with a cloud, and all the night with a light of fire. He cleaved the rock in the wilderness, and gave them drink as out of the great depth. He brought stream also out of the rock, and caused water to run down like rivers. Verse 17, and they sinned yet more against him by provoking the Most High in the wilderness. And they tempt God in their heart by asking meat for their lust. Verse number 19, yea, they spake against God. They said, come on, they said, can God furnish a table in the wilderness? Look what they are doing. Look how they are provoking God. The supernatural God, the all-powerful God, brought them out of bondage, brought them out of Egypt, took them through the Red Sea, brought them through situation and circumstance, brought them, had the Red Sea to part, and they walked through on dry land. Nobody's feet got wet. He made a way for them. He led them in the desert with a cloud in the daytime to keep shade over them. At night, he led them by a pillar of fire. So out of the darkness, that they could have light. But then they come to a place, they tempted God. Can God do this? Can God, after all of the supernatural thing that they seen God do and how he had provided for them, they come to a place they want to question God. We should never. We don't want to be like them as we go forth with this end. He said, can God? And I want you to know that God can provide. God can furnish a place in the wilderness. Verse number 20, behold, he smote the rock that the water gushed out, and the stream overflowed. Notice what they said. Can he give bread also? Can he provide flesh for his people? They were questioning God's supernatural power. After all that they had seen, after all they had went through and been through, they soon forgot the power of God and wanted to question, can God? Will God? Can God? I want you to know that God can, God will, God has already made a way. Whatever situation that you are facing, whatever you believe in God for, hold fast to your confession of faith. Hold fast to it. Don't let it go. Keep on believing God. Well, Pastor, it didn't come yesterday. Look, Pastor, it didn't come last week. I want you to know today is a new day. Come on now. I want you to know just because it didn't come last week, just because it didn't happen last month, I want you to know that God can provide for you. God will make a way for you. God has made a way for you. Come on now. We shouldn't trust. We shouldn't tempt God, asking, can God? He's the supernatural. He's the most high. He can do whatever he wants to. In his timing, in his season, he'll make a way for you. He'll bring you out. Don't counsel your order with unbelief. Your unbelief and your doubt in him and his word will cause you to counsel your order. Don't get caught up in doubt and unbelief like these people did. And I want you to know all of those people that he brought through the Red Sea, brought them out of Egypt. Guess what? They didn't make it into Canaan land. They didn't make it into the promised land. Why didn't they make it in? Because of doubt and unbelief, mumbling, grumbling, and complaining, questioning God, provoking God. And I want you to know, the same things happen today that happened back there in that time. I want you to know this is for our example. Not to get caught up in doubt and unbelief. Begin to question God. Can God? Will God? I want you to know we need to have the mentality like the three Hebrew boys. The king told them to bow, that they had to bow. You know what they said? The God in whom we serve, we're not going to bow. We're not going to give in. Even if he don't deliver, he is able to deliver her, but even if he don't, we're not going to bow. Come on now. We need to believe God. We need to hold fast to our confession of faith. We need to take our faith and mix it with what we hear. And I know that you hear the word of God. I know that you read the word of God. I know that you listen to the word of God. Now take the word of God and mix it with faith. Mix it with faith so that it can profit you. But if you don't mix it with faith, it won't profit you. As we'll see. Look what they did. Look what they said. Can God give us bread also? Can he provide? Come on now. God can provide. God can make a way. God already made a way for us. Don't cancel your order. Hold fast to your confession of faith. Don't be moved by situation. Don't be moved by circumstance. Don't let go. Don't let go what you believe in God for. Look at 21 here. It said, therefore the Lord heard this and was wroth. So a fire was kindled against Jacob, and anger also came against Israel. Verse number 22, it said, because they believe not. They believe not. Saints, we're going to believe it. We might not understand it. We don't know, might not know how it's going to come out. But if we could just only believe. That was a woman that with the issue of blood. That was let's just go back. J.R. was a soldier. He brought his, he came to Jesus, and he wanted his daughter. She was at the point of death. And he wanted Jesus to heal her. And Jesus, you know the story, he just kept on operating. It was a lot of people there he was ministering to and everything. And as the story went, the lady with the issue of blood, she came to him and she wanted healing, that she had spent all that she had, all of her saving, and she just wanted to touch the hem of his garment. Now watch this here. The thrust of that is the JR, he the one came, and he wanted him to heal his daughter. But after Jesus had did all the things that he did, was doing during that time there, he didn't forget him. What Jesus did allow him, watch this thing. J.R. got an evil report that his daughter was dead. Jesus overheard that. And you know what Jesus said? Only believe. Only believe what? What you said, where your faith was in the beginning. Because he came to Jesus believing that Jesus could raise his daughter from the dead, could save his daughter. And the people came, because it was taking so long, the people came to him and said, leave Jesus alone. I'm just kind of paraphrasing this. Leave him alone. Your daughter is dead. Jesus overheard it. You know what he said? A couple of words. Only believe what you were believing in the beginning. When you first came to me, believe. Let's go back and believe the way that you believed in the beginning. That's what he's saying to you and I. Whatever you trusted him for, whatever you believe in God for, no matter how bleak it look right now, no matter how difficult it may seem, no matter how it might look, only believe. Go back to the place when you got off your knees and you asked God and you trusted God with whatever that need were. You got that let's go. You went on down the road believing that God could do. Just because it's taking a little time, just because you don't see the manifestation, go back to you when you first prayed and only believe. Do not let allow disbelief, unbelief, come into that situation, and you cancel your order, and you begin to mumbling, grumbling, and complaining. Because that's what's caused the children of Israel for not entering into Canaan land. I want you to know they all died out. It was about 11 day journey to get into there. Took them 40 years. God allowed them to die out. That old generation that had disbelief and God, he let them die out. Then but two people go in. You know who they were. Caleb and Joshua. Because Joshua had a different spirit. Caleb, they had a different spirit. They believed God. I want you to just believe God. Hold fast to what he's saying. Watch this here. Let's go to the book of our just before we do that, just look at back down to 17. Let's just see some things that was taking place. They in verse 17, they tempt God. Patient. Verse 18, they tempted God. Wisdom. verses 19 and 20, they tempted God power. In verses number 21, they tempted God wrath. I want you to know God can provide for you. God can make a way out of no way for you this morning. I want you to know God can, God has, God can provide for you in whatever situation, whatever circumstance. God already done did it. All we got to do, hold fast to our confession of faith until we can see the manifestation of what we believe in God for. Hold fast. God can, God has already did it. Don't let your situation be a 40-year journey like they did. Didn't take but about 11 days to get into the canyon lane. But watch this here. They stayed because of their mumbling, grumbling, and complaining. It's caused them to wander around in the wilderness for 40 years until they all died out. The older generation. So hold fast. Let's go to the book of Hebrew. Look at Hebrew. Thank you, Jesus. Let's see what the book of Hebrew says. How his encouraging. Hebrew chapter 4. Let's go to chapter 4. Hebrew chapter 4. Thank you, Jesus. God can, saint. God has already done it. God can. God has. Hebrew chapter 4. Let's look at verses number 1 here. Verses number 1. If you got it, so praise the Lord. Amen. I hear the pages turning. We can wait a few more minutes. Amen. We got it up on the screen here. But just for those that want to find it in the Bible, that's fine. Look at Hebrew chapter 4. It said, let us therefore fear lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest and of you should seem to come short of it. Verse number 2, for unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them. The word preached, what they heard, it didn't profit them. Why not? Not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. While it talking about them, who is them? The children of Israel is an example of those that didn't profit from the word that they heard. Don't let this word that you are hearing today fall on deaf ears. Mix it with faith so it will profit you. So you will get the fruit of it. So you will get the benefit of the word of God. It said, verse number three, for we which have believed, let's just back up just a little bit. When he's talking about them, let's back up to the next chapter, verses. Just go to 3. Just back up just a little bit, just up above 4 right here. Go to 15, 3 and 15. Now you're talking about them. It didn't profit them that they heard the word. They heard the instruction. They heard Moses was their mouthpiece, spokesman. But they didn't. Look at 15. They didn't mix what he said with faith. Look at number 15, verse number 15. While it is said, today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your heart, as in the provocative, verse 16, For the some, when they had heard, did provoke. In other words, they rebelled. Howbeit not all that came out of Egypt by Moses. Verse number 17. But with whom was he grieved 40 years? Was it not with them? He's talking about the children of Israel. Was it not with them that had sinned, whose carcass fell in the wilderness? And to whom swore he that they should not enter into his rest, but to them that believe not? You will not enter into God's rest if you don't believe. If God said he's going to provide for you, he's going to make a way for you, he's going to help you, you got to believe that and enter into his rest. You got to take him for his word. You got to trust God. You got to believe God. You got to mix what you hear with faith. You got to mix it with faith so you can profit from that. So we see, verse 19, so we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief. They could enter into rest. They couldn't enter into the promised land because of unbelief. Are we going to allow and permit unbelief? Are we going to allow and permit doubt to keep us from entering into his rest, entering into our promised land? No. I want you to know that God can and God will make a way and provide for you and I. He can do that because he is God. This just goes to show us the present danger of unbelief. The present danger of unbelief. When we don't believe God, when we don't trust God, when we don't take what he said and mix it with faith, we will not profit. We will not get the benefit of the word of God. And I believe today there's so many people. There's so many people is not profiting from the word of God. There are many people today that unknowingly, watch this here, that unknowingly give evil report. We'll get back to that. Unknowingly give evil report. Evil report when we speak of things that don't line up with the word of God. That's an evil report. God said we need to know the word, what God said. And if we speak anything contrary to the word of God, that's an evil report. I want you to know those spies, when they went in, they came back with an evil report. Yes, there was giants in there. Yes, there was going to be challenges in there. But Caleb and Joshua, they said, we can handle it. We can handle it. The rest of them, they gave an evil report. They gave an evil report. Anytime that you and I speak against the word of God, anytime we don't speak faith-filled word, I want you to know that's an evil report. If you're not speaking the word of God about your situation and your circumstance, if you allow unbelief, if you allow that to come in and not mix it with faith, it's not going to profit you at all. The evil report, let's just talk about that. You know, he called those, watch this here. Who did God call the evil generation? Those that brought back the evil report. He called them an evil generation. The ones that brought back the evil report. The evil report was that they told what they saw. When they went in and spied out the land, they came back and they told and they spoke and they reported on what they seen with their natural eyes. But notice what he's saying. Whatever they saw, that's what they said. What they felt, that's what they said. What they heard, that's what they said. And I, you know something? There's a natural truth there. It was giants in the land. But it was God had already given them that land. Why couldn't they speak faith-filled words? Why couldn't they take what they seen and they saw? Why couldn't they mix what God was telling them, what God has already said? Why couldn't they just mix that with faith and walk it out? Trusting God, believing God, obeying the word of God, so they could profit from that. Only when it disagreed with what God is saying, the report, they said what they said. That was a natural truth. That was two truths. That was a natural truth, and also that was a spiritual truth. Now, which report are you going to receive? Which one are you going to accept? Which one are you going to receive? Is it going you going to receive and the evil report, or the which is the natural, or the spiritual report? That's two truths. The choice is yours. The decision is yours. And I want you to know, and believe in God and trust in God. If we just erase these two words out of our vocabulary, we'll help us. If and but. If, what if? Take that out, the equation, and but. We'll begin speaking the word, but we change, we pivot, go the other way. If we change, we pivot, and we go the other way. Remove if and but out of the equation. We will be much further along. I want you to know in closing that God can. I want you to know that God can provide, that God can make a way. God already has provided. God has already made a way. And be like the Hebrew boy, the boys were. He said, if he don't, we still gonna serve you. We're not gonna bow down to you. We're gonna serve you. The God whom we serve. Is you bold enough to say the God that you serve gonna do this, gonna do that for you? We need to come to a place where we're mixing faith with what we are hearing. And we'll come to that place eventually that we'll be able to stand bold and mean it from our heart. That if God said it, that's settled. That's it. Erase, take out the equation. If and but. And I believe that'll take us farther on down the road in life. Let's pray. Let's bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Almighty God. Lord, I thank you for the word that we heard today. Father, I thank you that God can provide for us. God can make a way for us. God already has made a way for us. Father, let us hold fast to our confession of faith. Let us walk by faith and not by sight. Father, help us. Help us to take our faith and mix it with the word of God. And I thank you, Lord God. And I pray for these that's under the sound of my voice, that we are purposing our heart to do just that.